Live from my spare room in Sacramento, this is Paintball Ruins My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, drinking defunct paint companies, the adrenaline air, and more paintball news. What is happening? Gentlemen, are you here? Why is it black now? Okay. something clicked I wasn't supposed to. Good evening! Yeah, it's Monday. Hopefully everybody's well. June 1st. Mike? Boosted? Gosh. What are we going to talk about tonight? We're going to talk about the Adrenaline Air saga. We're going to talk about pro standings for a little bit. And last week we kind of had a little bit of a riff. Had everybody help me get like defunct, like old paintball companies that are no longer like a thing or whatever. And I was like, let's do a tier list. Like, let's like get all the paintball companies, old paintball companies, and do like a tier list, like which is the coolest one we want to come back or something like that. What was the best old company or something? There's like 85 companies. So I was like, yeah, what are the best old paint companies? So we'll talk about that. And there's a couple other things on here as well. But hopefully everybody's well on this. Is it technically summer? Does summer technically start June 1st? I thought about that earlier and I was like, I don't know. Is it summer technically now? Who knows? We'll get there. Let me know if you know in the chat. Brass Eagle. Yeah, Brass Eagle. I don't know. Brass Eagle. Is Brass Eagle on our list? There's a bunch of companies, but I think we got to like 100 and something. I had like 15. And then everybody helped out so immensely. Monster Ball. Who made Monster Ball? Monster Ball was a GI Sports product or Empire or Key, whatever we're going to call them. RP Shear? They are on the list. We have a little bit of a history lesson too. I got a little bit of a notes on each of these companies that we can talk about. But the first thing we are going to talk about is the Adrenaline Lux Air. I was going to say idle. My eye itches. So, last week, right when we were doing a live stream, Adrenaline announced the Adrenaline Air, the Adrenaline Lux Air. Adrenaline have been known for this, right? Taking, you know, stock guns and sprucing them up. They've done this the last handful of Luxes, and now they're going to do it for for the Lux Air. And they debuted this right 7 days ago, and everybody lost their minds. Everyone hated it. Everyone's like, what the hell's going on? This is crazy looking. And I don't know. I kind of agree. So they completely scrapped the design. And they're going to release a whole new design. This was going to be the gun they came out with. And they just decided to scrap it and come out with a whole new gun. Although I don't know if they're 100% sure exactly what it's going to look like. They did have these kind of popped up on the internet of them possibly of a redesign. These are obviously all generated using artificial intelligence. So they're all different looking, but it looks like they'll probably do a TM40 inspired one. The TM40 had like all these like geometrical designs and patterns, although it was a pattern, so it was way more consistent than what we're seeing here. So they came out with it, everyone freaked out, and they're like, this is awful. And then they were like, all right, and scrapped the design and decided to possibly come out with something new like that right there. What the hell is it? They have a bunch of features. We'll just read off some of these features. My description is much longer, so I'm going to read the Adrenaline Air Vertical Bolt Pull Cap features an enhanced positive lock mechanism that prevents accidental release or micro movements during firing while providing clear visual locking confirmation. So I don't know. You know, the back caps on the Luxes, typically they like tilt back and pull out. So maybe it's like up and out, kind of like the old Bob Long guns, possibly. The Adrenaline Air aluminum one-piece foregrip is slightly enlarged and features three interchangeable textured bands for enhanced grip and feel. So if we go back to that old one, it looks like that, you know, like a spiral foregrip thing. Maybe there's different rubber pieces or inserts you can put in there to make that foregrip a little bit larger. It says new breech geometry features an anti-bounce roll-in design to reduce ball bounce when using non-force-fed loaders or during low paint handling. So one of the big problems with like all paintball guns, and like 95% of the reasons guns chop or break paint inside the breech, is the ball actually bouncing up and down. Planet Eclipse on YouTube has some really good like high-speed video of that. What happens is the ball falls down in the breech, and it doesn't just stop. It goes down and kind of bounces up a little bit. And then when you shoot, it can cause like the ball to clip or all kinds of weird stuff in there when that ball is jiggling around. So you really want that ball to seat and stop as quickly as possible. So maybe adding a little bit, I don't know, stuff to the breech will help with that a little bit. The fourth one on there, the Adrenaline Fresh Air barrel tip features ultra quiet, micro porting with nearly 600 holes. So it's kind of like, I'm assuming, like the carbon nano barrels with like those micro porting should change the sound signature quite a bit, not quite a bit, slightly. And then also those little teeny holes are apparently supposed to prevent water from getting into the barrel. The Adrenaline F16 bolt system with aluminum tip features tungsten diffuside. That WS2 coating's just really, they put that coating on the bolt to just make it really slick. There's some more bolt stuff. Modified internals for increased return speed, which should help with mechanical and make that gun even faster. There's a piece in the bolt called like the valve that you can adjust. Not, you can't adjust from the factory, but technically, you know, like they could mill new pieces or manufacture new pieces to put in there to change how it shoots. A bunch of other stuff, but mainly, you know, like the Adrenaline stuff always, you're going to get two triggers and just all the customization stuff. And not only customization on like the way it looks, you know, possibly like that, but they also, you know, upgrade the bolt and actually do some upgrades to it. You're going to get the mechanical frame. It comes with, like, you know, special stuff. You know, I just thought it was kind of interesting how they, you know, came out with it and then, like, totally scrapped the design and decided to make a new one. Alex says, Unique Paintball was my local shop. That's kind of cool. It's just interesting. The Adrenaline Air Saga. And I don't know. Oh, you know what? I don't know if I'll come back to that, actually. We'll come back to that. What's up? Channel member, name, nam, namel, AC dog. Okay. Let's talk about these now. We're going to talk about the best old paint companies. I believe if we switch over to this, you can see the paint companies that are on there. We have Chronic, Diablo, Draxis. You know, some of these companies kind of cross over a little bit. Diablo, Draxis, Great American Paintballs. I made that Great American Paintball logo earlier. Nelson, Pro Ball, I couldn't find a Pro Ball logo. RP Shear, which looks kind of weird because they're black lettering. And Zap. So let's just, we'll just start at the top of this. Actually, I'll start in the order that I have them listed, because I did change the order around a little bit here. We have, first, Diablo. If you're unfamiliar with Diablo, Diablo came from Canada. They were originally, or not originally, they were made by ProCaps, founded by Richmond Italia. Richmond Italia, known for really kind of starting the NXL, and maybe not starting, being one of the main guys in the NXL, and then also helping kickstart the X-Ball formats. Diablo made a lot of stuff, though. They were originally the owner of the Matrix, well, like the second owner, sort of. remember the old big old Matrix that would eventually become the DM series. So like the DM4 all the way to the DM15. They made that very popular skull mask, that thing right there. Maybe not very popular, but it was desirable at the time, I guess. I bring that up just a little bit of information, because this is not, we're not talking about the skull mask. This has nothing to do with the skull mask. Diablo, also very well known for just their, I mean, obviously their paint, but probably like three, we'll say four different paintballs, right? They had their really inexpensive stuff, the Midnight, they had Blaze, Inferno, and then the Hellfire. Hellfire was a extraordinarily popular tournament paintball for a very long time. Diablo, one of the better early paint companies. I think that we'll put, I don't know, we're going to go, damn, yeah, we'll go A. I have a feeling that none of these companies are going to really be below like a B. That's why I was like, I don't know, maybe we should just get rid of the like C tier. No one's really doing these anymore either. That's Diablo. We have Draxxus up next. Draxxus, that second logo on the left. It's so confusing to me, because so many of these companies, like Diablo and Draxxus, were both owned by ProCaps and both started by Richmond, and they also actually both sold the same kind of paint for a very long time. I mean, Draxxus also was selling Hellfire, Midnight, Blaze, and all that same stuff that Diablo was selling. So for me, it's kind of like Draxxus never lived up to the quality, though, of Diablo. I mean, we can think back to like early, like late 90s, like 2002 or something, and Diablo was everywhere. Everyone was using Hellfire. It was very, very popular. And then the Draxxus Hellfire version, that version of Diablo or whatever, just wasn't as good. You know, ooh, Formula 13 as well. Yeah, Formula 13 was very popular too. Although Draxxus, you know, I don't know. Draxxus is kind of technically sort of still around. I mean, you can technically buy stuff with Draxxus on it. I'm going B though. We have Zap. Zap Paintball is the coolest logo. Zap Paintball, also Canadian. And you know, I don't really know a ton about Zap. You know, Zap was, I don't know. I remember buying Zap Paintballs for like one of the like first time I ever bought paint was Zap. About all, you know, I didn't really get to use it that much. I don't know a ton about them. There's not a lot of information about Zap online. They were the major sponsor and maybe even like hosted, and it was their whole deal. Skyball back in the day, thinking about Skyball is Canadian too, so you know, it's very possible. Zap, I don't know. I mean, Zap's one of those things where I'm just gonna put it there, and I guess we can like come back and like re-evaluate or whatever. Chronic. Chronic's one of those companies that, kind of like Diablo and Draxxus, is a little confusing, because Chronic is actually owned by Zap. A lot of people just always would say, like, think they were different, right? And there was a period in time, like, I think, especially here in Northern California, where we could get Chronic, you could buy that paint, but you couldn't really buy Zap. So they kind of seemed like two separate companies, but it was just Zap. So the Chronic was like, say, Hellfire would be to Diablo or Draxxus, it was like their higher-end ball. So it wasn't really two separate companies. It debuted at the World Cup in 2002, the PSP / NPPL World Cup. It was a very weird time. You know, there's a video all about that on this channel. Go look for, like, NPPL something. So Chronic. Chronic, I don't know. I think Chronic has a, like, affinity in some people's hearts. You know, a lot of people remember, like, the NPPL days. The Chronic was really good. I cannot stand the name. I think I would put it into A tier if it wasn't for the name. So we're going to put it in the B tier. Nelson paintballs. Oh, I might have some, like, I thought I might have some, like, here's, like, a picture from that World Cup where Zap was, like, you know, at their trailer or something talking about Chronic premium formulated tournament paintballs. A whole 24 years ago. Chronic, we have Nelson. Nelson was a Michigan-based paint company. So not paintball, paint. They would make, like, you know, actual paint. Nelson invented the paintball. Someone came to Nelson, or Nelson made it for the Forestry Service or something like that a very long time ago. Nelson were the first company to make paintballs. They made the Nelsplat 007. They made Nelson Anarchy. They made oil-based paint. So, like, back in the day, those right there, the marking pellets, the very first paintballs ever made, you can buy them on Amazon right now. Yep, those are it. The very first paintballs ever. Designed by Nelson, manufactured by R.P. Scheer. Nelson Paintball. Nelson Paintball is, like, you know, obviously a big deal. But Nelson probably didn't make, like, the best paint for very long, though. You know, like, they haven't really made products in a long time. They're not iconic brands like I would say, like, Diablo or R.P. Scheer or even Great American are. But since they're so pivotal and very important within this paintball world, we're going to move them up. Pro Ball. Pro Ball's right there, that second one. Made by Zap as well, but Pro Ball was kind of a separate company, I believe. Or I think that Zap made it, and it was its own company, and primarily geared toward, like, affordability. Although, Pro Ball's one of those things that I just don't have a lot of experience with, because, kind of like Zap, it really just wasn't sold around me. And it's kind of older. It was a little bit before my time. I mean, I played paintball when it was around, but only for a very, very slight period of time. Pro Ball, you know, I don't know, guys. I guess we'll go, I don't know. I guess we're just going to put everything in the goddamn B tier. Next up, we have R.P. Scheer. That big S right there. It does have black in the logo. The man, R.P., is actually someone's name, and Scheer is his last name. He invented the encapsulation process. So, not just for paintballs, you know, for, like, gelatin-filled capsules for, like, you know, vitamin D or fish oil or whatever. That guy created the encapsulation machine. And like I said earlier, Nelson contracted R.P. Scheer to actually make paintballs. So R.P. Scheer was the first company to do it, but Nelson kind of invented it because they were those paint guys. R.P. Scheer, also really known for PMI, right? I mean, PMI and R.P. Scheer teamed up originally back in the day to make paintballs. Like, PMI contracted R.P. Scheer to make them. They made Marbleizer. Marbleizer was extraordinarily popular. They made Evil, All-Star, Premium. R.P. Scheer was just known for making the qualityest paintballs forever, you know. And because of that, I think because of their pivotalness in paintball, along with Nelson. But Nelson, you know, didn't really stay around as long. R.P. Scheer was actually out making stuff for a very long time. And, you know, the Marbleizer held a special place in my heart. Great American Paintballs. Great American Paintballs was owned by Richard Fragi, Alex Fragi's dad. They're out of, or was out of, kind of outside of Reno, known for their banana ball. And for me, kind of the opposite took place of Zap. You know, the Dynasty guys were always close in NorCal. Reno's like a 2-hour drive away. So it's not, you know, it was getting this stuff was very, very easy. The prices were super cheap. I mean, I remember guys driving to Reno and buying whole skids and driving skids back because it was so cheap. It's fantastic. Core, GI Sports right now kind of have the Dynasty ball. It's completely different. It just, you know, smells like bananas, just like that original Dynasty ball. And for me, because of the nostalgia and the quality and just the affordability of that stuff, and honestly, the nostalgia, it just got to go there. I mean, it wasn't excellent paintballs. It wasn't the best paint ever made. But it was really good. How is my ranking? How is my ranking? Is my ranking all crazy verbal? Chris Martin? Yeah, one of the things, too, is the RP came out. Verbal said one of the reasons it was so good is because everything was super climate and humidity controlled. I also thought about they made that paper shell as well that, yeah, that's right, Valken. Valken's kind of not around. We could have put Valken on this list, too. That's a good call. I didn't even think about that. Looks good. I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, it's kind of preference. I mean, I think that when I look to paint companies, I mean, if we really would have put Valken on here, I probably would have put Valken like A tier, honestly. Yeah, I forgot about Valken. We didn't put them on the list. No one mentioned Valken during the live stream either. Last week, guys, you're not doing so great. Those are your defunct paintball companies. You know, this live stream is sponsored by none other than BFPgear.com. What is happening with my thing, though? BFPgear.com. You know, BFP Gear, we've talked about this a little bit. They've got their JT ProFlex Liquid Gold and Skirt Set. The only place if you want to get these cool liquid gold ears. They do kind of have a liquidy effect. You can kind of see right there under my or above my mouse cursor. They do kind of have like a liquid gold, kind of like a poured kind of look. Exclusive to BFP Gear. You don't have to get just the bottom and ears too. Like you can get like, you know, just the bottom or ears separately as well. They've got these brand new infamous Pro DNA base layer shirts with the built-in elbow pads. Look at this. This is cool. Talk about defunct paintball companies. Alien Paintball. Alien Paintball, another company from like this around this Northern California area. And at one point, you know, I remember even having these at the paintball store. I don't know what happened, but I know that they like made way too many cases at one point and we're getting rid of some of these cases. So it looks like Junior Brown and Gina Brown found some old Alien marker wrap cases. So, you know, go buy yourself an Alien case. It's kind of cool. I mean, they're only $15 and they're not bad. They're just like these wrap cases, you know, but it's just kind of cool to have like maybe a piece of paintball history. At bfpgear.com. There's links below. You know, I can go right over to those if you want to check them out. Did you make in seconds paintball? James asks. Nope. I don't even know what that is. Like seconds? Like ill manufactured? Is Carnage still around? No, Carnage is gone too. There's a lot of paint companies we could have put, but these are like the major ones. You know, there's been countless. Those are all the big ones. Austin? No WDP. We'll do that. We'll do another one of these. Because there were two. I mean,
there's literally like 75 companies on this list. So we're going to like put them into different categories or something like that. And then like do something. System X is on there. System X is on there. I mean, here, I'll read them all to you. That was, we did the paint companies already. So we have WDP, WGP, Cobra, Ronin, Smart Parts, Warpig, Force of Nature, Azodin, Toxic, J&J, FEP, NSG, Dragon Autocockers, which I think is just TES, I'm pretty sure, Powerlight, Check It Products, Armisen, System X, Air America, Viewloader, Nitro Duck, Hammerhead, Pro Team Products, Allen Paintball Products, Reds, NXE, Sly, Nexus, Cap, Piranha, Extreme Rage, Crossfire, Palmer's Pursuit Shop, Bob Long, Psycho Ballistics, Alien, PMI, Dirter, Trauma Head, Pure Energy, Mantis, Gorilla Air, Proto, Machine, Paintball Junkies, Critical Paintball, Lapco, Odyssey, Indian Creek Design, Dangerous Power, Brass Eagle, AKA, technically they're still in business, Evil, Center Flag, Q-Loader, 32 Degrees, Stiffy, Hybrid Technologies. There's definitely more we're missing, but those are like newer, those are like from when I played. Oh, Infinity, that's a good one too. There you go. Infinity. Infinity's a good one. That's about all of them, I think. I mean, there's definitely more, you know, but... Psychoballistics, we've got Psychoballistics. Psychoballistics is right in between Bob Long and Alien. So that's a lot of goddamn paintball companies. Toxic, was it Toys? I do have Toxic, but I don't remember the Toys, because I have Toxic / Tribal. So whoever made the Tribals and stuff, was it Toys? Oh, Raven, damn, that's a good one. There you go. Technically Spider, too. But yeah, I think so, right? Aren't they not making spiders anymore? The Proto PM6. Yeah, those Proto guns were very popular. I mean, they were to the point where it was just as good as their higher-end, like, die guns. They were, like, half the price. Yeah, the psychoballistic stuff was awful. I don't think about, you say Healy coils, and I think about the autocockers, the psychoballistic cockers, but I don't think about psychoballistics when I think, oh, Bad Boys Toys. They're still around, though. Bad Boys Toys is still around. Toxic Toys. Yep, Airgun Design, they're still around, too. Yeah, I think about psychoballistics, why don't we look at, we'll look at some psychoballistic autocockers. I think about like just old shitty drop forwards and like just weird stuff. But everything was pretty awful. Damn, I thought we'd be able to come up with a better picture quicker than this. Psychoballistics, they're just a shitty dot and knock off of the die cockers, but these things were god awful. Yeah, they were just trash. Trash paintball gun. $90, that's pretty good though. We always told people they should take them apart and just turn them into pump guns. I mean, you know, turn it into a pump gun. That's probably what it's better for. It's probably better at being a pump gun. Yeah, I mean, they were,
I don't know.
I can assure you that I've touched more psychoballistic autocockers than anyone in this chat. Maybe anyone who's ever been to the chat. They were pretty awful. Like, everything was bad about them. I mean, it was really just that they were shitty. Like, they were just so shitty. Like, they were just like ripoffs of the Diecockers, and the pneumatics were awful, and like, they were just trash. The Psychoballistic Autocockers. The Silver Bullet. The Silver Bullet, was that the regulator? I think that they made the Silver Bullet regulator. That's what they called it. The Silver Bullet. The Silver Bullet just reminds me about tasting the Rockies. That's all I think about. Oh, the Silver Bullet. Yeah. But that has that regulator. Okay, so it has the regulator that I'm thinking about, though. It has the, it has that black regulator with the, like, silver bottom on it, right? No, that's not what I'm thinking about. What am I thinking about? I don't know what regulator I'm thinking about then. I mean, these things were probably better than the Cockers. Jesus Christ. This makes me feel like I'm at work 15 years ago. Silver Bullet was a Cocker? I don't know. Was it Black Dragon? See, that's... I was confused about that. So, the Black Dragon Autocockers, right? Like... Let's search. They spelled it weird, though. Was it spelled weird? Wasn't it spelled like this or something? No. Whoa. It's that, right? Because they made these, too. These are the TES. These guns were weird. This came out and it was like... That's one right there. These things came out, the TES came out, and it was kind of weird. It was like one of the very first electronic, inexpensive paintball guns. I don't think that Spider or Piranha or anyone had come out with an electric version before that thing. The TES. I think it was TES. But I can't remember what it stands for. What is, like, this paintball museum website? I guess maybe it was just Black Dragon, right? What is this TES thing I keep thinking about? Someone fill me in. Maybe I'm just thinking about this. I'm just thinking about this. Black Dragon Sniper. This is not from 2001. Neither is this. I don't think so. Anyway. Tactical Electronic Sniper. Did it say it right there? Oh, yeah, right there. Anyway, so it was just Dragon, I guess. That's probably the name of the company. It's been a while. Just Dragon Paintball. Ooh, the Diablo Wrath. I remember the Diablo Wrath. Diablo Wrath. The break beam eyes, you had to line them. I don't remember that even. I mean, I know I've worked on those guns, but, you know, not a lot. I mean, they were popular for like 6 months, maybe. You know, it was a long time ago. Just got a CP for my trilogy, and it's a very tight fit as the part of the barrel on the outside that widens. So a CP one piece. I'm sure about. Do I have a CP barrel right here? I don't know. This is not a CP barrel, but that part, right? This is a CP barrel somewhere around here. What else we got to talk about? We have some stuff. I don't know. Not much. I am nearly completed with the adrenaline, not the adrenaline, the Lux Air review. I mean, I'm like nearly done. I just want to add a little couple things, and it's pretty much completed. So that should be interesting. That'll be coming out really soon. Should be, hopefully, if you are a channel member here on YouTube, like some of you people, I don't know what I was going to say, some of you guys in the chat, if you want to become a channel member, you know, think about supporting this channel. You can get early access to the Lux Air video. And other stuff, too. You get early access to other videos. There's exclusive members-only videos, discounts on merch, you know. And you really get to help support the Paintball Ruins My Life experience. That's more what you get to do. You're a contributing member. Are we going to talk about the WCPPO this weekend? Nope. I don't know. I thought about it, and I was like, I don't really care. Sometimes I do, sometimes I care, and then sometimes I'll watch, and then sometimes I don't, and I'm like, I don't know. No. Not this time around. Yeah. I don't even know what happened with the WCBPL. I haven't even paid attention at all, so couldn't tell you. If we did talk about it, I'd probably just read off who won. Anyway, I'd be like, these are the people that won. What size dry do you use? What? Oh, drive. Just the normal one. I just use the 200. Yeah, I just haven't needed to. I just have no need for the high cap, honestly. I mean, I'm playing with my EMEC, and I shoot like two pods, and maybe at the very most, I shoot a hopper and a pod. So I'm not trying to, like, you know, I'm not really taking like tons of paint out anyway, so it's not like as advantageous for me. So like if you're pro or whatever and you're playing limited paint, it's definitely a not a requirement, but it's something that I'd be using at least. But I don't really need the high cap. I used to play with the high capacity all the time though. Just not anymore. ICPL at Badlands is coming up, yeah, for sure. I do know about that. It would be really cool to go play at Badlands someday. One of these days when I'm out in Chicago. Because I go to Chicago all the time, you know. That's something I do. Whoa, what's going on here? I have some paintball shirts that I don't know why we're talking about it. I'm trying to find stuff to talk about. I have some shirts that I want to come out with very soon that I'm kind of excited about. I'm a little excited. We're not gonna show it yet, you know, but I'm kind of excited about it. Hopefully they'll come out soon. I think I will do pre-orders for any channel members. It'll also kind of help dictate like how many I should order and stuff like that. So we'll probably do a small pre-order for for channel members. Yeah, hopefully very soon. I mean, really, like, the design's pretty much done. I pretty much know what I want to do. I just got to, like, print them and get them made. If you've ever purchased merch or, like, t-shirts from me before, these will be much better. I'm not 100% decided on what blanks we're going to get. So how this always works, right? When people make stuff, so I'll have to buy blank t-shirts. Like, this is a blank t-shirt. I just buy blank t-shirts and then we'll put graphics and stuff on them. But I'm also going to get custom tags and stuff. So we got to like sew tags. So these will be considerably different than any of the, like, I don't know, merch, t-shirts, apparel things that I have made in the past. Considerably better quality. So they'll be a little more expensive. You know, right now I think that shirts are $25, $30 on the store. I don't know how much these will be, but more than that for sure, because it's just how it is. And I don't know. I just like to make stuff. So making stuff is kind of fun to me. And there's a couple little goodies and like a story and kind of like a theme behind this. So I'm kind of excited. So hopefully pretty soon, there's a lot of cool stuff we can hopefully do with that in the very future. Shirts. Yeah, I just want this to be made well. I mean, ideally, I think that I would have USA-made shirts as well. So, like, spun from cotton that's from the U.S. The shirts are made in the U.S. It will be printed here in Sacramento. Tags are made in California. So all that stuff is kind of cool to me, which unfortunately adds to the cost. But, you know, I don't mind that stuff. Like, this T-shirt is made in Los Angeles as well. Made in L.A., 100% USA cotton. I don't know. I just kind of like that. So I'll pay personally a little extra more money for that. I think it's kind of neat. Not that I'm like, you know, America first guy, but it's just kind of cool to, like, you know, support your local economy. That's all. So that's exciting. That's about it. I don't got anything else cool to talk about. What we got to talk about? I was going to talk about pro standings, but I don't know. We'll save that because I don't have it set up even. I thought I had it all set up. I'm a jackass and didn't set it up. So we'll wait. Here's the Lux Air shooting. We talked about the Lux Air. Maybe we can watch, you know, maybe I'll show you guys this. Let me see if I can get this. Let me see if I actually have this, though. Looking. Okay. So this right here, I'm going to add something really fast here. We're going to add some media, and I'm going to show you guys the introduction or the intro or the beginning of the Lux Air video that is coming soon. I want to be able to hear. Oh, whoops. I got all kinds of, we got all kinds of stuff going on. Golly.
Hey, what's up?
We have to unlock this. Okay. This is not the final one. Maybe it is. I don't think it is the final version. Hold on. I gotta do something. I gotta click. There's so much stuff I gotta click.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
Okay. This intro, this is the beginning of the Lux Air video.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy? Been tracking this perp for 18 years. Something's not adding up, though.
Playback's terrible because it's like 4K.
Looks like it has stolen autococker thread, brand new internals. And that foregrip looks suspicious. Well, maybe the Lux is just finally ready to clear the air.
Yeah, that's not the final version. No, like, this doesn't feel right. It is going to be similar to that. That's the intro. It'll be similar to that and play better than that, too. It's a little different than that. It's better than that now. But that's the gist. Hey, you like that shirt, Chris? I like that shirt too, dude. I like that shirt.
Hey, what's up?
I found that shirt at the thrift store. I didn't intend, none of this was, I wasn't going to do this intro to the video. And then I found this shirt at the thrift store and I was like, oh, that's a nice shirt. It was only $3. I went there to buy, I always go there to buy like weird stuff for videos. Like if I want like weird clothes that I'm only going to wear once, I'll go like, you know, buy weird clothes. And I went there to find a suit jacket because I wanted a suit jacket and I can't find a suit jacket. None of the thrift stores have jackets that I need. I'm like huge. They're all like up to here on my wrists and shit. But anyway, found that. I did buy that cool fedora though. It's essentially the same thing, but I refilmed some parts. Like I refilmed that, it looks better. I redid this, and then I refilmed this part too. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. Just don't think I'm trying to be cool. I think it's ridiculous. It's so stupid. So there were going to be multiple characters. There were multiple characters in the intro and actually made it quite a bit shorter. So in the beginning of this...
Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
You can hear me say, hey, what's up, Jimmy? Because there's the other character in the background. That was Jimmy. He's a detective. And I'm the sergeant. But it got way too long. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Something's not adding up. Cock the red.
So, I don't know. It's just kind of funny. Okay, yeah. So, my inspiration for this character is the guy from, what's his name? From Dexter. What's his name? Batista. It's kind of like Batista, but then it's also the guy from Miami, like CSI Miami. So, this is stupid. It's supposed to be retarded. It's supposed to be like, God, this is stupid. So, anyway. Actually, I don't know what's going on. So that's the beginning of that. Yeah, I don't know what I did. I don't know where, like... Where I thought I, like, exported the, just the intro. Somewhere. I don't know, whatever. We'll figure it out later. Dude, I really do like that shirt. And I bought these, like, pants.
Hey, what?
See those pants? I was like, okay, you know, I've always wanted linen pants. And every time I look at linen pants, I'm like, ah, man, they're always like $150 or $200. And I'm like, I don't know if I'd really wear linen pants. You know, I'm like, I kind of want them. So I bought these on for $12 on Amazon. And they're like amazing. They like fit perfect and they're like lightweight. And they're $12. So I bought some more. So this is my like, this is my whole new like, you know, outfit. Anyway, I like it. I would dress like that more. I don't know.
Hey, what's up?
I don't really like to dress my age. I'm not really keen on that. I kind of want to like dress like a 12-year-old. Anyway. Who's playing paintball this weekend? Anyone actually going out and playing paintball this weekend? I don't know. Linen pants. I love the linen pants. I love linen shirts, too, because it's so hot. It's like the linen pants are way cooler. I mean, they're almost cooler than shorts are, so it's kind of nice. Yeah, it's going to be hot. I don't know. It's not that hot this weekend. I might go Thursday and Friday backpacking by myself and go fishing in some rivers and creeks in the mountains. I'm probably going to do that Thursday, Friday. If I get all my things accomplished this week, before then, I will go. Oh, I remember Balls. I tried to get Balls to sponsor this live stream. I never heard back from him. Which is, you know, normal nowadays. Ooh, you played yesterday with a classic Timmy. I would like to play with an Intimidator. I want a... Ooh, a real classic. That's cool. Yeah, Balls is still around. They're not, like, dead, sorta. Like, I don't know where they really sell it. I mean, you can buy it at BevMo right now. You can still buy it at Beverages and More. But other than that, I don't know. They actually have a bunch of different flavors too. They have like root beer flavors and like all kinds of different like flavors too. Not just like that classic Guyana or whatever the, not Guyana, but whatever it was called. Oh yeah, Micro Center. We've talked about this before. This is not a new topic. Should also say, if you are listening to this live stream and maybe you don't want to watch it on YouTube, this is a podcast now. So we did turn it into a podcast, or I should say I turned it into a podcast. And you can really just find it wherever you want. You know, search Paintball Room My Life in your podcast app or whatever, and it'll come up. It's all over the place. Go subscribe. Mantis packs were bad. I don't know. Like bad. He's bad. Like Michael Jackson bad. Michael Jackson was multiple types of bad, though. He definitely molested or did something wacky with those kids. I don't know. I never really used a Mantis pack. The Mantis stuff was like... Mantis is like a... I don't know. I want to say that they're from Northern California, too. I want to say they're from around me. And I know that they would, like, make custom packs and stuff. Like, you could, you know, custom order colors and they would, like, build stuff. Which is really, really, really cool. You know, it's one of the things that reminds me, you know, I was talking about fishing just a minute ago. And, you know, to go fishing in the backcountry, I need a lot of backpacking stuff, right? Like, I got a, you know, a tent and a tarp, or a tent or a tarp, and, like, a backpack and, like, all this other crap, right? And what's really cool about a lot of these backpacking companies or like fishing stuff is like there's a ton of these like small companies that just make backpacks or they just make sleeping bags, but you can like call and get them custom ordered, right? My sleeping bag, right? Like I'm pretty big, so I have to get it extended. I had to get like inches added onto it, which is really cool that they can do that. And it was one of the kind of the neat things about Mantis was they... You could do that too. You could get an extra belt length or, you know, do all kinds of stuff. And I thought about that, how we could incorporate that stuff into paintball, because I really like that like custom ordered stuff. It's really kind of fun. I don't know. I mean, I think that with a pack is probably the best way to do that, I imagine. I don't really know though. Other products you could do with it are customized like that. I mean, for a little bit in time, Kinetic Paintball, Kinetic made their pants, but you could get them in like different lengths, which is not that crazy, but you could still at least, you know, get some stuff sort of custom or whatever. Ooh, I use fly fishing rod heat shrink grips for my EMIC. A lot of people would use tennis racket stuff too. I am going to go fishing. I'm not much of a fisherman, though. I haven't caught a fish in like a decade, so it's not... I don't really know what I'm doing. I was watching some like fly fishing videos earlier because I have a Tenkara rod that I got like a couple years ago. Anyway. Custom masks would be impossible, though. Yeah, you really couldn't do it. You have to, like, make custom molds for every mask. You feel like $12,000. They're like, here's a $15,000 paintball mask. I don't remember my jawline or chin being exposed when I was 18. But I guess my head grew. It depends, right? I mean, sometimes masks used to be really big, so it depends on how old you are. If you were playing 1995, all the masks were huge. And then we actually went through a period where everything got really small, like 2008 or whatever. And then now stuff's kind of gotten in the middle sized, you know, like the carbon masks. You can buy their more coverage, which is a little longer. Not everything's like really, really, really small nowadays, which is cool. It's a good thing, I think. Masks. Custom paintball stuff. I don't know. kind of hard to make. Because a lot of the custom, like, backpacking stuff or whatever, it's all bags and stuff. It's all just stuff that people can, like, build. A full see-through mask, like, just glass. So I'm going to plate glass over it. That'd be cool. I'm all right with that. You know, I wanted to talk about two other things, but I was not given the information yet. Or one thing. There's this, like, it even says in the thumbnail, maybe the title still. There's the Triops. There's this new Milsim League in Europe that I wanted to talk about. Someone was supposed to send me a bunch of info. Jesus. Someone was going to send me a bunch of information on it, and I don't know. That didn't happen. We were also supposed to have pro paintball stats, I thought, for Dover. We were going to talk about that, but those aren't out yet either. Two things. Yeah, there's been a bunch of clear masks. I mean, none of them are like clear, 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 clear. I mean, the clearest ones are probably like the, you know, those super dead ones that they made for the, like, ProFlex or whatever. They're like their Pro Shield bottom. That's super dead stuff. I wonder if they're... I don't even keep track of that stuff. Are they making anything? I don't know. Frosted. They're definitely frosted. Huh. Man, I wonder why... Oh, that's kind of weird. Who knows? If you're here right now, give the live stream a like. Normally we have Mark in here telling people to like the live stream. Give the live stream a like. It helps the thing out. It really does help. If you're watching a regular YouTube video here on the channel, maybe give a like. You know, one thing we've been talking about a lot is this goddamn Oliver Lang video. That's the next video I will be doing. Because I kind of quit the Oliver video to do another one, and then I did another one, and then I am now doing another one. So Oliver will be coming in due time. Where is Oliver's video at? Ace Ventura. Oh, that's right. I want to make it Ace Ventura. Oliver Leaves Dynasty. There it is. I want a new documentary with Greg Hastings or Bob Long. We kind of did. Greg Hastings would be cool. The Bob Long one. I kind of did the Bob Long one. It's like the illegal paintball guns. It's like these illegal paintball guns were banned, or I don't know what it's called. But like half that video is pretty much all about Bob Long. Maybe like a quarter of it or something like that. Greg Hastings, though. Because Greg Hastings, like, what could it be? Obviously, the video game. I mean, Greg Hastings could be, like, you know, the video game that changed the trajectory of paintball. Or, like, the video game that something, 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 you know. Greg Hastings tournament paintball. Greg. Oh, there we go. Cool. So it was exclusive for Xbox. Remember the first person paintball game released exclusively for the Xbox. What are you doing? Xbox? So could I emulate this? I probably couldn't emulate this. Are there, like, actually, like, Xbox emulators? Because, you know, like, you used to be able to emulate... like, video games onto, like, you know, your computer. You could download the games and, like, you know, get an emulator and play them. Can you still do that? Yes, you can. Okay. What about Xbox controllers? Like, obviously this is going to be like a lot of shit's going to come up, right? So what would be the best way if I want to emulate this game? Because if I was to make this video, I would need to play the game, you know? And I don't want to buy an Xbox. That would be cool, though. Maybe I could look into that. You can get an Xbox. Come over. Yeah, maybe I could find somebody with an Xbox and then I could just buy the game. Yeah, I'll play it live. Nick, that's a good idea. We could do that. Is it on Steam? I highly doubt it. It's so old. Huh. Yeah, I don't really give a shit about video games at all. So I don't really want to like. Can you like search Steam? Is it possible to just search Steam? You can do that, right? Yeah. I would be shocked if this was on here. Shocked, I tell ya. Let's just say no. I mean, obviously we can emulate. I can emulate it on the computer, but it's not as cool, right? Like, I would like to be able to play it with the actual controller. Oh, let's just find out how much working Xboxes sell for. I gotta be in the right window, I guess. Xbox? But then I don't know which, you know, there's so many freaking Xboxes. Video game consoles? Can we like narrow it down to be like regular Xbox? Not like all this shit. Microsoft Xbox. It's crazy that Microsoft made this thing. Oh, God. See, I don't want to pay $200. And who knows if this works, too. No cords and, like, $400. Fucking nuts. I mean, I get why they're expensive, but... Oh, yeah. Jesus, man. We can find someone. Because I want to hook it up to, like, a CRT TV and stuff if I can. I mean, I know I could play it, but I want to get it because I want to film it too. You know, I want to be able to like film gameplay of me playing it, like over the shoulder gameplay or something like that. So I'll actually want to have to be able to play it. Hey, Chris, you bought a used Oculus for $50? Huh. I've never even used any of that VR stuff. I've never even put it on. I've never tried like an Apple Vision Pro or whatever. I've just never done. Oh, can you rent an Xbox? Huh. That's a good idea. There actually are like a bunch of vintage video game places all over the place around. Like there's one like right over there and there's one like down the street. I know, emulate, but I want like, oh man, I really want to hook it up to a CRT TV, like a TV from 2004. I don't even know where I'd find that TV, though, too. Where are you going to find a CRT TV? I got to, like, find, like, some old lady and be like, can I, you have, like, an old TV in your garage? I know, I'm so worried about donation stuff, though. You never know if it works, you know? Sometimes I'm like, ooh, this looks cool. I guess I talked about the thrift store earlier. I'm like, ooh, what's this crazy radio? And I'm like, this looks neat. I'm like, it's not going to work. As soon as I get home, this is not going to work. And then I'm going to be like, all right, now what? estate sales. I could probably just go to the flea market too. There's like a flea market. There's a big ass like flea market by the paintball store. Let's look at that. You guys are helping me out. Let's look at, is it Rancho Cordova? Flea? No, not Fleet Feet. Flea Market? I don't freaking know. No, not Rancho Cucamonga. Cordova. Nope, that's not either. Oh, I spelled flea wrong. Folsom Boulevard Flea Market. Saturday to Sunday, 7 to 4. Okay. I can just go by there one day. I'm not going to the... I'll just go to the paintball store on Saturday and go by there. Maybe. Ooh, pawn shops are also good. But that pawn shop, they're going to have a CRT TV. You know, that's just crazy. Man, I remember a girlfriend in high school and her parents had like... a rear projection TV, and it was like, you know, huge. I mean, it was like this big and like this tall and like fucking huge, fat, this thick. And it had one of those screens that you'd be like, zzz, and you could like do that on your fingers. I was like, dang, you guys are rich. How come Greg Hastings or Bob Long don't actively be involved with paintball anymore? I don't know. No real reason, probably. I mean, you know, you could think Bob has just done it forever, right? Bob Long has been and got into paintball in the early 90s and, you know, played pro for 20 years essentially and like was in it. So it makes sense, you know, just want to do something else, you know. You're just so involved with paintball forever. He just wanted to move on to do something else. Greg Hastings, I don't really know. I don't know what's going on there. Bob has to be close to 70 at this point. Yeah, probably. Probably. Yeah, I mean, I want to say Bob was probably like late 30s or 40 when he was like playing in the 90s. So somewhere around there. Man, maybe not. He's definitely 30s. My eyes are dry. Air conditioner keeps turning on. I don't need it. Greg Hastings, huh? I'm liking the idea of playing the game in the video. I also like the idea of playing Greg Hastings on the live stream. Let's put Greg, we're going to put him into the video list. Okay. Bang, Greg Hastings is into the video list. So we'll figure out something. We'll do Greg Hastings. Critical, people are talking about old paintball companies. Yeah, we got Critical. Ryan Greenspan. Yeah, I don't know. I have a video on here about Ryan. I have Ryan Greenspan video. And I have some titles. Why this 43-year-old is still the best in the world. Why Ryan Greenspan is the greatest player of all time. How Ryan Greenspan stayed at the top for 2 decades. The most successful paintball player ever. Those would be the titles. You know, I do have a controller. Damn, that was really easy. I thought I had to dig for it. It was right there. It was literally right there on the shelf. I do have this. I bought this a long time ago to try to like hook up to an iPad for something. And I don't know. It never connected. I might be able to use that. This is a Steel Series something. It's pretty old. Just a random Bluetooth controller. pretty good fart. He has retired written all over him, and he just doesn't seem into it. Like you seem, you've seen Ryan in the earlier years. Yeah, for sure. I mean, shit. For sure. You know, it's like, you think about like, I think about LeBron. Watching LeBron play basketball, and it's like, he doesn't seem that into it either anymore. You know, he's 100% going to go out there and try every time and wants to do good and, you know, probably still likes basketball and probably still likes paintball. But, yeah, I mean, you've got to think about how many times Ryan has traveled for paintball. I mean, he's flying all the time and going all over the place. And at some point, it's just like, you know, I don't know. You just want, kind of like Bob Long, right? You just kind of want to do something different, which makes sense. You know, I've been involved with paintball for a long time, but I've had like a lot of different jobs within paintball as well. So it's not like I'm only being, I've done this for 25 years. Like Ryan's played pro for 25 years and he's done other things too, but you know, playing paintball has been his like primary focus, at least within paintball, you know? So I could see it's, you know, just kind of gets old. Oh, some brains. Is it Pride Month? Is it really? I don't think so. Is it? Or is it June? I don't know. Or is this like something else? Old Soul says he's got three kids and an injury. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's got his shoulder now, too. Dynasty has said for 10 years, get out here and take our spots. I should look at the camera. I don't know why I looked over there. NXL bringing you to World Cup? Chris Martin asks. Not that I know of. I mean, I'd go if they want. I guess. I'm just so over Florida. Oh, you went to school with Yosh Green, with Greenspan and Yosh. Yeah, they'd miss a lot for tournaments. That's kind of cool, though. Huh. Man, imagine being, like, you know, young and traveling for paintball and, like, getting to leave school to play paintball. That's crazy. Yeah, NXL World Cup in a stadium. I think they should do NXL World Cup at, like, bring it back to New York, and they need to have it at, I was going to say the Meadowlands. That's not what I'm trying to say. They need to have it at wherever they have the tennis thing. I don't know. I'm trying to think about where they have the tennis, the U.S. Open in New York. At Flushing Meadows, that would be cool. Because they have all the tennis courts, and you could have like a tennis court. We could have like a tennis court arena. I don't think it's going to happen, though. Oh, yeah, some brain, San Francisco. I guess so. You would know. Why do I feel like Pride Month is in, like, so I feel like it's in, like, late, in, like, some other time. I don't know. I don't know when any of this shit is. Today, I thought it was a holiday. I'm like, it just felt weird outside. I'm like, why are there, like, less people? There were, like, more people today at the river when I went to run. And, like, less people out doing stuff. And I was like, today's a holiday? I thought today was a holiday for a long time. It's not a holiday. Ooh, the Camping World Stadium. Yeah, I know they've talked about Gaylord Palms and, like, what's going to happen with that property, too. And I think at one point the NXL, they wanted to buy it. They were going to try to buy that land that the tournament's on, but the Gaylord Palms across the street or whatever, they own it, and they didn't want to sell it or something. Pretty sure that's what it was. Man! Look up Camping World Stadium. I imagine it's huge. I mean, you know, it's gotta be, it's probably big. But Florida, what like, why Orlando? Like, why does Orlando need a big stadium? Who plays there? The Citrus Bowl. Huh. I mean, yeah, it's obviously huge. You got a freaking NFL stadium. Damn, it is really big. It's much bigger than I thought. Like, because, like, you know, like, why would Orlando need this? Normally, it's just NFL teams. Damn, renovation. Jesus Christ, they tore the whole goddamn thing down. This is their renovation. Anyway. What are we talking about? I work in low voltage and networking. The other day I came across these wire launchers. They were literally old Spider Victors that shot a foam dart with a line. That's kind of cool. You can use to pull the line. So it's like a... I don't know. Yeah. I've used those to... I was in a class in college where we did like tree stuff, and we had to climb a tree for biology class, and we had to shoot these, like, not shoot really, we throw, I just thought of the shooting. We had to throw these like beanbag things over with the line, and then you could pull the rope up, and then you could like rappel up the tree. That's funny. Spiders. It's like watching body cam footage and you see all the tip pins. I always thought it was funny though too, because I remember like 2004 or something when a lot of police started using like pepper balls and stuff, and they were just using regular Tippmann A5s for a very long time. Tippmann A5s and like Tippmann carbines. And literally on the side of the gun, it would say like, don't shoot this at anyone without protective eyewear. And, like, that's, like, all they're doing. They're just shooting at people without eyewear. And I always wondered, I'm like, so what would happen if they shot me in the face and, like, I sue the state because they're using that equipment improperly? It literally says on the side, don't do it. And, of course, I'm going to lose, but, you know. Oh, that's right, voting. I voted last week. I don't know. Yeah, I liked the stadium experience. I think just that experience is really fun. I personally think that we should go to smaller stadiums. You know, I think that the NFL stadium is just ridiculous, you know. It's just huge. Like, maybe somehow, like, you know, minor league baseball stadiums or something like that, I think would be pretty cool. Although the end zone seating for paintball at those NFL stadiums is also really good, so... You never know. That kid got blinded by ice. I know. It's different. I think I always thought that though. I'm like, it might be different now because they might have like, they might be using like, they're using specific pepper ball guns a lot of the times. So they might not have that like warning on the side. Look, I got a Tippmann A5 right here. What's it say on the side right there? This is warning, this is not a toy, designed for paintball, use must be worn, person within range must be wearing eye protection, something like that. I always wondered that. Eye protection designed for paintball use must be worn by the user and any person within range. It's like they're literally, I don't know, you know, obviously... Not a lot of people are able to sue the police department and get away with it, so. Just interesting. NXL River Cats. I know, that's what I think of, Chris. That's exactly what I think about. Because it's, like, not too big, right? It's, like, it would just fit well. It would just fit a lot better. And I also think that it would be easier to get, right? I mean, there are so many minor league baseball stadiums. I think the hardest part, though, is where to hold the other tournaments, you know? It's like, or where to hold the other fields at. Because, like, if we look here, if we look at Sacramento. Open in maps. Close maps. If we look at like the Rivercats Stadium, the minor league baseball stadium here, you know, they got a shitload of space. I mean, look at all this extra room they've got. Look at this freaking, what is going on here? All kinds of room, but you know, it's all freaking not AstroTurf. It's all concrete. So there's no real where to have it. And then hopefully we'll have a Major League Baseball stadium right here. They're trying to put a Major League Baseball stadium right here. Right there. Which, you know, I don't know. Not quite sure. So, yeah, the hardest part is just finding, you know, other adjacent land. This goes back to the argument of separating pro-only events. Yeah, I think so. That's what I want. Kinda, you know, like, I think that, like, the solution that I want is, like, pro-only events, but, like, sorta, right? There'll be pro-only events, but even at the NXL, there still will be pro'd games. Because I think that it's kind of cool, right? When you show up to the NXL, you get to watch the pros, and the pros are walking around, and everyone's kind of mingling, where, you know, if you're going to the NXL and there aren't pros there, it's just not as cool. And I think the league doesn't have like the allure that it would when the pros are there. So I kind of like when I was trying to figure out how to have, you know, standalone pro tournaments, I really liked the idea of having like pro only events, but like every tournament, like half the pro teams have to go or whatever. So there'd be 10 teams this one, and the next one there'd be 10 different ones and whatever. So there'd still kind of be pros there. Because I like that. I like how we all like interact and everyone's kind of there together, right? We're all there together in a way. So it kind of like has more of a community feel. Zach, that's a very good idea. Zach just said Sac Republic Stadium, Cal Expo. Where am I at here? I'm gonna go over here. No. Why am I all thrown off? We're over here. Okay. Right there? That field right there. And there's also this, all this grass over here too. Obviously, you can see it's been used as a parking lot quite often. But there's all this grass over here. A little bit of turf right there. And then all this dead grass right here. Because the rumor is that they're going to take this soccer team. Not the rumor, but they're definitely going to build a stadium. Not here, right here. For the soccer team. I don't know what we're even fucking talking about at this point. So now you know the landscape for sports teams. Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons that I like, someone said something about Silver Spur Arena, and I was like, nope, we don't have basketball yet. We got a couple days. Yeah, one of the reasons that I like, you know, pro-only tournaments and, like, standalone events is because, like, I really do think that it would increase the viewership quite a bit for paintball. Because, you know, right now, it's just not possible to watch it. It's just not possible. Whether you think it's boring or not, whatever. But there's just not enough time, right? I mean, you can't watch all the tournaments. Like, I can't watch all the games. You know, it's like my job, and it's like impossible to watch all of it because it starts at like, you know, for me, games start at 6 a.m. or like 5:30 or some shit, and then end at like 3. Like, how can you watch that whole thing? You know, it's just not possible. And there's 3 days of that, 4 days of that. So separating it out where you have like, you know, 2 hours one day and like 2 hours another day and like, you know, little bits, not 14 hours of paintball on one day, you know, more people would probably just watch, you know, because, you know, if there's 15 matches on Saturday or whatever, over one day or 15 matches over like a month, I'm probably going to watch the 15 matches over a month. I'm probably not going to sit down and watch 15 matches in one day. And I'm probably not going to go back and watch them because, you know, sports are one of those things where I want to see live. That's all. But I really would like, Stan Olenewicz. They could change the brackets to do it all in one day. I don't know. I don't know how any of that works. Chris, you're smarter than I am. That's all. Yeah, I mean, the hardest part about it is, like, I don't even think that, like, for the teams it would be difficult. I think that for the teams, the travel and stuff wouldn't be that big a deal because, you know, you can play in your conference. So, like, you know, I don't know. Say you're Uprising or whatever. Uprising would, you know, just primarily play on the West Coast. So you're not traveling across the country or whatever. So if you're in Texas, you know, if you're paintball fit, you'd play in Texas and maybe, you know, go to Louisiana or I don't know, somewhere, maybe not Louisiana, but go somewhere else. I think that the big thing is literally just the webcast. I mean, the quality of the webcast as it is right now, I don't want worse than that. I definitely don't want worse than that. So I'm going to expect the webcast to be just as good at those like pro-only events or whatever. And if you want the webcast that good, I mean, we're going to have to be investing like millions and millions of dollars just to pay for the whole thing. You know, I mean, the equipment costs and like just getting people to the tournaments and like paying the cameramen and like, you know, paying everyone. It's just going to cost a ton of money if we like eight times the amount of tournaments or eight times the amount of days or whatever it is. So right now it's like, you know, you only got to be at the tournament for 4 days and everyone's gone, where we'd have to increase that to like, you know, not 4 days over the course of 2 months. Now it's like 20 days over the course of 2 months. So it's just like exponentially more expensive to do the webcast. I think that's one of the biggest holdups. Yeah. Yep, they're already traveling a lot for practice, that is for sure. Just replace with traveling for matches instead, essentially, for sure. That's also why it's important to keep it like locally, right? Like localish and like in your region or whatever. Because I don't want Dynasty flying to like New York to play Extreme. You know, I want Dynasty staying here to play like the Iron Man or play Uprising or, you know, play teams within their region. The Iron Man are sort of Los Angeles. So it might cost a little bit more to get some of these players flying across the country and stuff. But more and more, the players that are on like not the super teams are kind of living near each other. You know, like the Uprising guys or New York Extreme or, I don't know, whatever teams. Stadiums have to use union members. I could see that. You know, like not Go Sports, the NXL, like they had to pay all the staff to be there. All that stuff. It's like, I remember Tom was talking about having the concessions open, and the concessions were crazy. They had to give them like an exact time they wanted the concessions open. Tom was just like, oh, you know, just the day for the tournament. And they're like, no, we need to like the exact minute you want the concessions open, because the NXL had to pay for the concessions people to be there. So they paid the stadium or whatever, so the stadium could pay the salaries and whatever the people working or the paychecks or whatever. And they didn't get to keep the money from the food. So the stadium kept the money from all the sales and they required like a fee to open the thing. And then they had to pay all the like, you know, security people. And I imagine all those people are like staff and stuff like that. I don't know. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to pizza. I think we're going to pizza. I don't know. We'll find out. Gentlemen, come back next week. We'll have some cool paintball stuff to talk about. Maybe we'll do another tier list. Maybe we'll do like, I don't know, best cool paintball guns. Andrew, the freaking super chats. And I don't know why my like alert shit's not working now. You know, normally we got like these alerts and stuff for like live streams, but like, I don't know. Should look like that. It's not doing it. Anyway, all right. I appreciate you guys. Make sure to leave a like. Make sure to leave a like before you go. Those looked a little red there. Look for, if you're a channel member, look for the Lux Air review coming any day now. Xena is a good Xbox emulator. Keep that in mind. All right, guys. I love you. Make good decisions. I gotta hit end.